pension plan short billions of dollars. This is the Wall Street Journal report. I'm Jennifer Strong. $16 billion. That's how underfunded the pension plans of Delta and Northwest Airlines are combined. The federal government says Delta's pensions make up more than half that figure, and they could pick up the tab for about $8 billion of it. The market is spinning its wheels today. The Dow Jones Industrials are up 9 points to 10,554. The NASDAQ has fallen 3 points. The S&P 500 up a fraction. Crude closed down the day 34 cents to $64.75 a barrel on news that OPEC will up its production. MasterCard is going public. The credit card company will offer 60 million shares on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol MA. And nearly 500,000 more workers are exiting the AFL-CIO. Unite Here says it will leave the labor giant. This is the Wall Street Journal report.
A typewriter. A nice metaphor for retirement. Because retirement is like blank paper in a typewriter, waiting for you to write your life's next chapter. And Lincoln Financial Group can help you accumulate the wealth you'll need to do the things you've always wanted to do. The plot thickens. Call Lincoln at 1-877-ASK-LINCOLN and say, hello, future.
Lincoln Financial Group is the marketing name for Lincoln National Corporation and its affiliates. Securities distributed by Lincoln Financial Distributors, member NASD SIPC.
Which of these two apples tastes better? They look the same, but...
oh, this one's mealy, like wet styrofoam.
Picking between real estate agents is much easier. They look the same, but GMAC Premier Service Agents have been graded by their clients and have an overwhelming 94% national customer satisfaction score. So you can choose no score or 94. Much better. GMAC Real Estate. Put us to the test.
Percentage based on GMAC 2004 Customer Satisfaction Survey. GMAC Real Estate is an equal housing provider. Most firms independently owned and operated.
Eight former executives at the nation's largest insurance broker have been indicted on criminal charges. New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer filed claims ranging from fraud to grand larceny against the Marsh & McLennan employees as part of his sweeping investigation into bid rigging in the insurance industry. Travelers may soon feel the effects of the latest airline bankruptcies at Delta and Northwest. Customers may experience longer lines and fewer, more crowded flights. Almost half the U.S. airline industry is in Chapter 11 right now due to expenses such as record fuel costs. General Electric says it's on target to meet 2005 earnings forecasts. That's despite the hit its insurance business is taking after Hurricane Katrina. GE is in the process of selling these insurance interests. They're also looking to trim other parts of their brand. GE stock is trading up 18 cents at $34.23 a share. I'm Jennifer Strong at the news desk of the Wall Street Journal.